Hi and welcome. You happen to be listening to The Good Stuff, and this is Kim and Mike Burge with you today, and that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to share some good stuff because we know how healthy it is if you take a little time each day and have some of that. We also want to talk a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News. You know, Tri-State Livestock News, they dive into a world beyond the pasture. They unearth the secrets of successful breeders, immerse in the thrill of rodeo news, explore exciting upcoming events. They cover it all. With a focus on everything from grain to performance horses, Tri-State Livestock News, that's where you want to go. It's what ranchers read.
Yeah. Do you have something for Halloween today?
I do. I just kind of have some facts.
I'm not going to do Halloween today, so I'm going to let you do that, and
okay,
then we'll finish with something else.
Yeah, this is kind of the wrap, because today's Halloween, so it's kind of a wrap, isn't it? In the U.S., the San Mateo Haunted House began its operation in 1957. It was soon followed by other major attractions that proved so popular that the haunted house became a cultural phenomenon. And even now, all around, there's haunted houses and
now they have haunted mazes.
Yeah.
And, yeah, all kinds of things like that.
Yeah,
haunted hayrack rides.
Yep. Yeah, all kinds of a huge variety. Okay, here's another one. In 1984, the fatal fire at the Haunted Castle in New Jersey led to tighter safety regulations, new building codes, and more inspections. Smaller venues could not handle the higher expenses, so many of them folded. Bigger commercial attractions dominated. So that was kind of a big shift. I don't really remember that. I don't remember having haunted houses until this was back in 1984. Do you remember haunted houses before 2000?
Not really. Not when I was a kid.
I don't either. Oh, anyway, but here is an honored tradition. Halloween comes right after the annual apple harvest in the Northern Hemisphere. It's no surprise that apple-based treats are popular during the holiday. Of course, that means candied apples.
Sure.
Caramel-covered apples.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yum. Now I got to go get one of those. You go ahead and finish the show.
Well, I'm going to tell... This is a simple poem called After, and I don't know the author. So,
okay.
Again, we want to remind you, if you know the author of something you send to us, please include that in the emails.
Yeah, but don't not send it because you don't know the author.
Yeah.
Send it anyway.
Go ahead. We'll just try to give credit where credit is due.
Yep.
Called After. Barely the day started, and it's already 6 in the evening. Barely arrived on Monday, and it's already Friday. And the month is already over, and the year is almost over. And already 40, 50, or 60 years of our lives have passed. And we realize that we lost our parents, our friends, and we realize it's too late to go back. So, let's try, despite everything, to enjoy the remaining time. Let's keep looking for activities that we like. Let's put some color in our gray. Let's smile at the little things in life that put balm into our hearts. And despite everything, we must continue to enjoy with serenity this time that we have left. Let's try to eliminate the afters. I'm doing it after. I'll say after. I'll think about it after. We leave everything for later, like after is ours. Because what we don't understand is that afterwards the coffee gets cold. Afterwards priorities change. Afterwards the charm is broken. Afterwards, health passes. Afterwards, the kids grow up. Afterwards, parents get old. Afterwards, promises are forgotten. Afterwards, day becomes the night. Afterwards, life ends, and then it's often too late. So, let's leave nothing for later, because waiting for later, you can lose the best moments, the best experiences, the best friends, and best family. The day is today. The moment is now. We are no longer at the age where we can afford to postpone what needs to be done right away. So let's see if we can take time, not after now. Let's do it today. Called After, and I don't know the author on that.
Oh, but it's very good. I think we should read that once a week until we get it down pat.
Put that on our mirror for an affirmation, right?
There you go. Absolutely. Okay, well, let's wrap up with a couple of these. Why do they put pictures of criminals up in the post office? What are we supposed to do? Write to them? Why don't they just put their pictures on the postage stamps so the mailman can look for them while they deliver the mail?
Good idea. Somebody's been thinking.
Yeah. Here's another thought. Is it true that you never really learn to swear until you learn to drive?
Huh.
If a cow laughed, would milk come out of her nose?
No.
Whatever happened to preparation A through G?
They all failed.
Now we have preparation H. Why do we press harder on the remote control when we know the batteries are getting weak?
Yep, that doesn't help at all.
Not at all.
Send those things to kimhburge@gmail.com for the good stuff.